In Cooma's Little Theatre, the notorious Balkan Gypsy cabaret band, Black Sea Gentlemen, are developing a theatre performance with director Scott Rankin and a cast including Lex Marinos, Anne Grieg and Bruce Miles. The band are delivering a taste of their unique style.
Well, I would like to introduce to you a lovely man, Rufino, the Catalan Casanova.
Yay. Thank you.
A man who conjures sound from his violin with the devil's bow.
But not right now.
No. Well, we're going to play a song now that Rufino wrote back in, when was it, October last year, maybe?
Sure. 63, 64?
Yeah. We haven't played it since then, but we think we can do a bit of a version of it for you. And just think of it as an Eastern Bloc blues jam for you.
This is a song about the nightclubs of Cooma that I thought needed to be brought into our remembrance. The great Lido, the Pasha, the Savoy, and of course the old Cortina. There's a little bit of audience interaction here. When you hear me go, "Take us on to the Savoy," then you have to go, "Savoy!" All right, like that, isn't it? Well, I'm gonna hit the town on a Saturday night. The girls are sneaking out to give their daddies a fright. I'm the kind of fella that they're looking for. I got a pocket full of paper and I'm here to hit the dance floor. From the Lido,
from the Lido,
to the Pasha,
to the Pasha.
Take us on to the Savoy,
Savoy.
I'm kicking up my heels at the old Cortina.
The project was commissioned by Southeast Arts and the Cooma Monaro Shire Council, who commissioned Tasmanian-based theatre company Big Art to develop the production. Big Art specialises in bringing artists and communities together to develop theatre performances. Scott Rankin is their director.
Well, it was an invitation to come to Cooma to collect stories and to create a work that could honour the stories of this amazing town with its sort of feelers that go out all the way through the Snowy Mountain Scheme, all the way to Europe and all kinds of places in the world. The show, what it does is that it looks at the world through the eyes of a retiring local photographer who's just photographed everything in the local area for 40 years. And his lens is the entry point to explore inner stories and kind of community stories, and he's one part of a menage of lovers from the area. These communities are hotbeds of, you know, wonderful stories to tell, and from that inner story of these three friends, we explore the history of the area and the future of the area, and using a whole range of forms from a big group of artists, and that's the beauty of it, and that's why we call it Big Art, because you don't have to let the arts funding regime in this country minimise and dumb down your stories. You just pull together a whole lot of unusual partners and you make big work, big exciting work that involves everyone. That's what we do.
Can we just read it?
Yeah.
So for me, you could take this as personal and romantic and sexy as you can possibly tango it up, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It's the world of them and, you know.
Yep.
We'll just have a read. Give it to the actor.
I'm 23.
Yeah, okay,
it's flirting.
Okay. It's not just a hobby, you know.
I know.
I'm 23. I don't want to be stuck working for that newspaper my whole life. Photography, that's it for me.
Come on then, take a picture, why don't you?
Stay. Stay there.
What am I, your puppy?
Well, you're cute and playful and...
Yeah, go
and
on.
You have a hairy little tummy.
Sit up.
That's why I'm married.
While Scott Rankin directs Anne Gibb and Bruce Miles through a reading of an early draft of the script, the Black Sea Gentlemen lead a musical workshop with local high school students who've recorded oral history interviews. Themes will be taken from the interviews and turned into songs.
I never knew that they could be as happy to work at times that even they could barely see. Understanding is hard for people like me, but they were as happy as they would ever be. I never knew that within these times.
That's great.
I like that. Thanks.
We're going to try and get this into some sort of song shape.
G, D, A, C. And then it repeats, and then the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. So I'm going to sing this to Hayley. She's come up with these chords and these lyrics, but it's quite hard to sing and play guitar sometimes.
Oh, okay. So, and you work on the melody.
I never knew they got along like brothers from the fields. I never thought that the sun would carry into my years. I never knew.
there's all these past stories we're discovering where, you know, that you've got people coming here who've been used to completely different food and drink and going, we can't eat this food. So suddenly you've got a little town with a main street that's got delis and different fashion and like six nightclubs that spring up with Hungarian bands, dance bands, swing bands, you know, proto rock and roll bands, and all sorts of stuff going on, where people are coming from Canberra and Sydney and surrounding towns to actually go out and have
a sample of the nightlife of Cooma.
Not to mention, that prostitution was a pretty booming kind of trade and so forth. And you got so many men working a 6-day long hour week and no women around. It's a different fertile time here, which is, let's face it, from a songwriting perspective, gold.
Is it essentially an historical project?
It has some aspects of history in it. It has some fact. It has some fiction. In a sense, what happened in the past is something that we're in the process of forgetting, which is good. What's happening in the future is something that we're trying to imagine. And right in the centre, where we are now, is where we're handing on the baton of from the past to the future. So it's like a big dream in which we're imagining at the desk now what the future could be. And that's the place of art.
Rose Rickardson is Big Art's community producer on the project.
We really want to celebrate Cooma's heritage to excite the young people about the region and keep them kind of excited about the area and keeping them kind of, you know, loving Cooma and loving where they are.
Tell me about what's happening on Sunday.
We have a showing of the material that's been developed so far. The first glimpse of material to show really what the project is about and what it's going to be based on, really. So it's really exciting. It's going to have a strong musical element on Sunday, an archival photo element. It'll have food, and it's open to the whole community from 1 till 3 at the Marlborough Motel.
Inception of a new tune. It's a rare thing to have that captured. It's so often a personal thing, often just one person on their own.
So that's a song that we're going to hear at the show that the community's invited to on Sunday.
That's right. It's a song that came out of spontaneous writing we were doing this morning a few hours ago, and then we just developed into a few other parts of the song now. You wrote a few more lyrics.
Yeah.
It's the magic of music. It can just happen.
It just happens.